the council. Superintendent, Deputy Superintendent, let's go ahead and start with your report. Gentlemen, go ahead and shut your cameras down for a little bit. Have a step out of the room.
Yes.
Chairman Waller, will we be able to return? Is there going to be a portion? Okay, so we'll stand outside. Okay, thank you.
Enjoy a donut and a glass of juice.
We will, thank you.
You can have some juice.
Thank you.
This feels reality series they do all the time. Alone and all that stuff. HBO is all in. Yeah, I don't either. One of them's kind of angry, Sam.
First off, I'd like to ask Superintendent, go ahead, and with the changes we have made, we'd like to go back to the agenda item and have the BIA report.
Thank you.
Thank you, Derek.
During the month of December, the Branch of Field Operations reported 2,765 purchaser run tickets were reviewed and scanned. 20 well pluggings were witnessed. 7 trucking permits were prepared. 9 purchaser tank tables were scanned into the Osage Nation report. There were 24 leases checked for production during the primary term. We had 6 complaints scanned. We had 2 OERB evaluations. We performed 57 lease inspections and 48 follow-up inspections. They reported 22 gas meter calibrations, which were witnessed. 7 trucks were stopped for permit checks. 9 tank strappings were witnessed. They had 68 landowner lessee meetings. We had 11 spill leaks that were inspected and 23 follow-ups. 19 tanks were gauged, 44 run tickets were figured, and 1 tank bottom removal was witnessed. Branch of Lease Management reported 10 assignments and 12 division orders were processed and approved. Producing wells for the month of December is 18,092, less 3,253 for saltwater disposal wells and other wells, for a total of 14,839 wells. Lease Management also provided a report for leases sold during the month under 25 CFR 214. 3 leases that sold the most were APAC, Candy Creek Crusher, and Casey Heidman. APAC reported 29,121.86 tons for a royalty paid of $15,725.80. Candy Creek Crusher, 9,274.05 tons for a royalty paid of $4,729.73. Casey Heidman reported 4,574.41 cubic yards at $3,430.81. Schmidt Brothers, 360 cubic yards at $270, and Rocky Banks, 432 cubic yards at $224. They identified or reported a total of 15 requests for information. All 15 of them were non-FOIA requests. The Branch of Subsurface Minerals reported 4 approved workover permits and 2 plugging permits. The Branch of Accounting provided their end of the month financial statements, and you've got a copy that has been provided. And you also received the purchaser statements for the month of November. Branch of Enforcement Lease Compliance, they have reported 1 EA covering 2 permits. 1 EA covering 1 permit has been published. They reported 79 notice of non-compliances and 19 non-production letters, 2 fine letters, 1 penalty letter, and 23 extension letters and one note, one further remediation required letters. They identified 6 final notice letters and 9 acknowledgement of spill remediation and reporting forms. The Osage Agency, as requested by Councilman Crum, the Osage Agency notified all of the individuals that have a lease under 25 CFR 214 of your request for the renegotiation. And I see that one of them are on here, Candy Creek Crusher. Casey Heidman came into the agency and also inquired as to the letter. And I believe that he is going to hopefully be on the agenda next month.
Yes.
And I believe that takes care of my report.
Councilwoman Irwin.
Madam Superintendent, there is a number on here that you didn't actually go over, and I need some further explanation on it. The 17,048 archaeological surveys. Is that acreage, or is that many surveys that have been done? And if it's just on the individual surveys, how much acreage did that cover?
That is acreage.
Acreage.
Okay. So how close are we getting done with this? I mean, who actually performs these? What staff?
Our petroleum engineering technicians, field ops.
Okay. How much of their time do they spend on this?
I believe that this is dealing with the Indian land buyback.
Yes.
And they are doing that outside of their normal time. So they are getting additional pay. It's overtime, working on the weekends as well. Is that correct, Richard?
Yes. They're not doing it during regular working hours.
Okay. Also, I think you said 5 trucks, you said 7 trucks were stopped for permit check?
5 trucks.
Yeah, there's 5, I mean, as it was written here. Okay, I just needed that explained. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Councilwoman Booth and Councilman.
So actually, the archaeological survey for land sales, 17,048, is a skewed record for us. Some of these things that these petroleum engineers are doing don't pertain to us at all, do they? The ranch doesn't pertain to us, right?
Well, the ranch and performing inspections on the ranch, we are performing lease site inspections that relate to oil and gas matters.
And how many would that be?
I don't have that broken up down here.
Okay, I have another
question.
But
this basically, what's being reported is dealing with land sales. This is the land buyback.
And again, that doesn't... How many? I want to know how much. How many of those oil wells pertain to us? I'm concerned that they're spending their time doing things that... They're spending a lot of time doing work outside of what is required by the position description. I've got another couple of questions for you.
Can I respond to that, though? I believe just a few minutes ago we clarified with Councilwoman Irwin that is being done outside of their normal duties.
I know that, and so I don't see why those numbers should be included here.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking at.
Okay.
So. I received a letter from a lady. And I had all kinds of questions about this. There was something in here about the chief approving a lease. Are you familiar with the letter I'm talking about?
No. What's the date of the letter?
January the 9th, and it was sent to the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Pawhuska.
I'll be happy to look into it and provide you with a response.
Do, because it just gives the appearance that you're giving special privileges to your employees' relatives out there.
I don't believe that that'd be something that I would do.
Well, you need to check the relationship between the lessee and the person working in realty for you. Check the relationship out, see if there's any relationship.
Who's the letter from?
Tina Vinn.
Tina Vinn.
And then I have another question about another letter I received where you won't be taking any questions from us directly anymore, that you want to have everything that we want go through our chairman?
Basically, no. What I would like for us to do is every month, the deputy and I attend these meetings, and during this time meeting with you, you all make a request, and we go back to the agency and try to respond to those requests or those recommendations. If by chance there is a request that needs to be made after that, then yes, we would appreciate it being in writing.
And why is that, since we're all equal here?
So that we have documentation and that as a whole, the Osage Agency or the Osage Minerals Council, we're working with the Osage Agency and the Osage Minerals Council as a whole. So I believe that everyone needs to know.
Well,
and I will say this, that any time that I've needed to respond or get a response from the chairman, I call your front office and within a matter of 30 minutes to an hour, I hear from Chairman Waller. And so I don't believe that it's an unreasonable request.
I just see it as inhibiting my ability to help my constituents when they call me and ask me for something. Then I'm used to picking up the phone and calling you and asking you certain things, and I've always gotten an answer. So I didn't see the relevance of this letter saying, well, now, Ms. Boone, if you want to help your constituent, I've got to go through the chairman first. That's the problem I have with this letter. Thank you.
Madam Superintendent, you were in for Jim's report, but there was some kind of alarm to come up on it. I'd like to clarify. Our third largest purchaser of oil, Sunoco, reported no collections for the month of November. And that the rest of the report was skewed, showing that you know, that missing would make the whole thing look off. And so do you have any idea whether they filed late or what the deal is? I can hardly imagine them not buying any oil. For one thing, everybody has lease or purchase agreements with them that don't just all terminate on one day. And so they would have happened some of their oil if they produced any oil to them. So as per the purchase agreements that they have. And on a kind of a management note, Jim did mention to me that in the past, whenever the report was brought over to him, that oftentimes if there was a discrepancy like this, it would be pointed out to him. There'd be a little discussion with whoever brought it over. And then he's also had less success as in the past to get responses to, you know, requests from the accounting office, I think, generally. Okay. But we really need to know whether the production report we're looking at is skewed by several thousand barrels of oil. If there were a third one, the fourth one would be Plains, which was, my memory serves, is far beyond what Sunoco buys, and they bought 3,500 barrels. So our report is, I don't believe it's accurate.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to check into that for you.
I take care of it, sir.
Yeah, but so for this line.
I have to step over real quick. Councilman,
okay.
Right corner.
It was me.
Did you want to go?
It was me. Okay. Madam Superintendent, you talked about the archaeological surveys and you said that your petroleum engineers, they did it outside and on weekends. How do you pay them? What funds do you use to pay them?
There's a funding by land buyback that has, it's got its own accounting code to pay for it. Does not come out of our funds.
Okay, thank you.
Superintendent, I know there's zero lease terminations this month. Last month, I indicated there were several lease terminations. And what's the difference?
I guess basically they're waiting on inspections to be performed before. I really would have to ask the lease management for something like that. But generally, before we will go in and do a lease termination, all of our field guys will have to go out and do a field inspection to see exactly if there's no production, if, you know, there needs to be compliance issues or something addressed. And during the month of December, unfortunately, during the month of December, I have individuals that are out on use or lose. So there's probably several reasons why, but I'll be more than happy to.
I am kind of curious.
Yeah, I would be more than happy to check into that for you.
Because there was a 70, I think, in the last month, and then this month, zero. So, just kind of wondering why.
Council, any other questions?
And then Sunoco, I'd like to know what's happened there. Oh, but, you know, you asked if there'd ever been anything like that. I don't think we've ever had was SIM, when they didn't miss payment, and Osage Transportation.
I actually handled that case for the Bureau with Mr. Carnes.
But I don't know Sunoco. That'd be a rough number there. Okay.
Superintendent, anything like that?
No, sir. Thank you.
Council. With that, I have one request that we go into executive session, but do you want to look at anything on the agenda while we're right here in open meeting? Councilwoman Irwin?
I also want to address the BIA letter. Since you pretty well covered that, because I find it very insulting that I can't call or write and get information. I think that we're all created equal here. That
I am from Albany.
Well, I am from Greyhorse. I am from Greyhorse. I want you to know that we're all created equal, and we all should have the ability to ask for information regardless. I don't know. Maybe you have a better relationship with Mr. Waller than I do, because you know I find that you know getting information is not very easy around here. And I would like to talk.
Go ahead.
Okay. And then D, the gas royalty. We haven't been able to collect all our royalty on the gas. When it's sold at 100%. And the producers of that gas are only getting paid on 50% of that gas or whatever, at what level. Now, if they're taking 100% of the gas, where's our royalty going? We need that royalty. I've asked the solicitors, BAPS, I've talked to the people in Washington, and they look at me like they don't care, and they probably don't. But I'm asking you today that we need to take our gas royalty in kind. I'm asking for that today. While we're at it, why not take the oil in kind? I don't know, but I do know that to stop this, the royalty, from being taken from us and not paid to us because of the way they have it set up. It's all one company. It's doing all this, the majority of it. And I really think we need to take our gas royalty in kind to stop it so we can get our full royalty.
After we take it in kind, what do you plan on doing?
Selling it, marketing it, just like they do.
Okay. Anything you'd like to add to that?
Yes, I'd like to take that and have Mr. Fredericks look it over, make sure that we can do it, and come back to us with, you know, whether we can or not. But we need to collect that royalty. That's part of our trust responsibility. It should be theirs, but apparently they're not doing it.
And we, you know, I think Mr. Tillman did this one time before, and it resulted in the highest posted price case.
I think myself was sitting there, Mrs. Woods, had a great time sitting with you over there. That's exactly what we attempted. Are you done, ma'am?
Well,
go right ahead.
I'd like to make a motion that we submit this and getting paid for our gas royalty to Mr. Fredericks for his opinion on it.
For review, contracts, everything.
Yeah, for his review, to see if we can do it, if we legally can do it. We need to make sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
I second.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, sir. Did you want the floor, or you want to go ahead and do the motion?
There is a motion on the floor, Chairman.
And second. Two.
Discussion?
Any discussion?
Can we plan on discussing this in the, when it comes up in the agenda, or we just put the agenda out once it is?
Well, he said we need, if they wouldn't discuss anything in the open before we went to executive session.
Well, he's coming back. I'm just asking a question. I'm trying to see what we're doing.
We have a motion on the floor and a second. We're open for discussion. Motion is that we contact Fredericks, Peoples, and Morgan to look at the element of the gas sales and option. Anything you want to add tonight, Council? Council, second.
Thank you. Thanks for mentioning in kind the first time, or not the first time, but a really good discussion on that happened the last time we met with the Bureau. And Paul Rebar, who is our consultant now, per resolution to discuss these matters with the United States, it was mentioned in kind. So we did a little bit of looking into it, and I think it would behoove the shareholders to be more proactive. We have one location that takes 75-76% of our barrels. And I'm thinking if we're proactive, we can get there and we can manage and market it ourselves. Maybe even have an office sitting there. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's time to be proactive and have someone there and have somebody daily getting the best price for something. At least check that scenario out. And I thought it was just a good comment. Like I said, I'm one of eight. I just want an answer. You know, is there something better than what we're doing now? I'd like to just at least explore it, maybe give it a couple of hours and talk about it. I'd be willing to go to Coffeeville and sit down with this lady right here brought something to us, and it's been on my mind ever since. It's topping you. I really think there's strength there, because if you take, just like this, where is the rock guy? You take that rock and crushed it and did more with it, you get more value. Well, we could just split it and take the top, and we have some pretty high volume value product. If we had somebody in Coffeeville, maybe we can make a deal with Coffeeville. We still own it. That pool of oil up there, I mean, this is a business decision. We can look at that process. Maybe makes sense. It's very easy. I wouldn't say it's easy. I'm just saying the concept. Putting something in a bucket and heating it up and taking everything off the top is an easy concept. I'd like to have a discussion about it. I mean, I'm on the Mineral Council. If there's more value there than just letting our friends from the United States handle it, you know, and maybe we need to do it. Just at least explore something with you, Councilwoman Earn. Let's just at least ask the question. What's in kind look like? What's it going to look like if we explore it? Thank you, Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
In kind for oil is relatively simple compared to in kind for gas. And the reason being that the oil leases are for 100% of the oil. The reason that what we're talking about with us and the producers only getting a portion of the gas starting off the calculations with is because that's what the purchase agreement says. The purchase agreements for oil, I said this a while ago, the purchase agreement for oil is for 100% of the oil. So us looking at in kind is something that Yeah, we just made you look at. And as far as exploring the gas, it's not that we shouldn't explore it, but I'm just going to point out that the amount of gas we have, even if we take it in kind, is according to the purchase agreement. And as we talked about in the last meeting we had with the Bureau, the improvement meeting, and then the other one, it was pointed out to us that the Bureau or the Osages have any right to interfere in the purchase contracts. In terms of trying to redo them or back them up, that sort of thing. What the Osages and the Bureau, I wish had been doing all these years on the gas, is to only approve purchase contracts that take care of the Osages side of the business. In other words, that we get paid for the right amount of gas, it's measured properly, and then it's valued properly. That's what we tried to attack in the new regulations, because we looked at this from every angle there was at the time. And since we couldn't do anything about the purchase agreements, the part we can change is how it's measured and within CFR is how it's measured, that we get 100%, that we get there's a benchmark price, and that when I say we get 100%, that our royalty is based on 100% of the production and 100% of the value as it's measured and used. So until we fix that problem, taking gas in mind and not change the situation like it could in oil, because we're still going to only be receiving whatever the producers are getting in terms of the agreement they've made and how much gas they're giving away before, and then where we could get away a little bit, I guess, is that we could set our own price. But even that is within the purchase agreement, so Tom would have to explain that to me, how that would work, so I'm okay with having them look at it on both oil and gas, but the gas, we're not going to solve our problem in the same way that we may be able to solve our problem with oil. Thank you.
Council. Would that have any more discussion?
Yes, I would like to make my motion and add oil into it, gas and oil, since he said that he needs to do that. Is there a problem with me meaning that?
No, because if your oil and gas combinations, it's necessary. Not the least, it's perfect.
I'll second it. I approve, I guess, how is the word? Whatever the change is, I agree.
Council, anything else?
No.
Call for the question.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Chairman?
Thank you. Yes.
I'm sorry to back up to C. I have a comment on BIA letter. Would it be okay with the superintendent if we added the second chair to that communication as well?
You bet.
Okay, thank you.
I still want to be able to communicate with them.
I don't see any way it wouldn't. I was just saying it's got to be just a paper track to show that.
Well, I can put it in writing to them, and I will CC the rest of Minerals Council with it.
Her response has to be the answer that way. It has to come back to the council. Yes.
The particular request that was made by Councilwoman Irwin on that day was something that, in my opinion, would take a lot of time for the agency to provide. And I really think that the information has already been provided to the Minerals Council. I don't know if all of the Minerals Council was aware of the request. So I really think that during open meetings and everyone's here and you can hear the request being made, the agents will be more than happy to go in and provide that information. I think that due to the fact that it doesn't take much time for it to be in writing and signed by the chair, for the co-chair, who were elected last month by everyone here. I think the protocol is good. If by chance Councilwoman Boone or Councilwoman Irwin call and ask me a question, I'd be more than happy to help. But when we're looking at providing documentation that's going to halt possibly the subsurface as well as the branch of enforcement and lease compliance, I do have a concern now.
Councilwoman Irwin.
Okay.
I called and you were gone, and so was your acting or your second superintendent. Okay, I'm out to find new oil. Just how much new oil have we had? Okay, yes, you have provided the information. You had to take it and have it put in Excel to read it. So let me tell you what I found out. I was trying to make sure this was right after it was put in Excel. For 2014, for 2015, and 2016, we've actually only had 10 wells drilled for new oil. Now, we've done a lot of 139s for workovers and plugging, but five of them were Warriors, three of them were Chaparrales, and two of them were Carter River. I am just trying to verify what I got from your information already. That's what I was wanting. I was trying to give you the chance to prove me wrong. But instead, you send a memo over here telling me I have to go through the chair. I think that's wrong.
It sounds to me, Ms. Phillips, that you're making this a personal issue, and it shouldn't be. That I'm just saying, that's what it sounds like. Excuse me, I still have the floor. I know for a fact, because I usually am here in the office every day, I know for a fact that there is no council member that sits here from 8 to 4:30 every day. I know that Councilwoman Redcorn has a job outside of here, and she's not here 8 hours a day. And I think it's a disservice to us, because we are elected officials, that you don't honor our request, that we have to go through somebody else in order for you to respond. And that's what problem I have with the letter. Now, if both of these people were here every day and I could just walk down the hall and say, hey, I need to ask you a question, it would probably be different. But it is what it is. And we don't have anybody here, any elected official in the Minerals Council, that's here from 8 to 4:30. So I'm not in agreement with adhering to your letter at all. I think it's disrespectful to us. Thank you.
Councilman. I want to ask for some pretty quick response on this Sunoco thing. I think that it's probably easily attainable by the... If you could call over there and just ask if Sunoco filed one for November production. Because I kind of know how that worked and whether they were late or whether it was just an accounting error that didn't get included in the report. As you know, if it's late, then we incur interest and all that. And so we'd like to make sure that somebody's following through up on that.
Richard.
Okay, thank you.
Does it red flag when it comes up zero before you wrote the report to us?
It should.
It used to when I worked there.
What I will do is I will ask, and in the future I'll make sure that there's something for every purchaser that's named.
Councilman.
I don't really remember the man's name, except for his first name. He had problems with his lease, but he was sitting on a full tank of oil. And it had been red tagged. And I believe you weren't here at that meeting, but I think Richard told him that he would see about doing what he had to do to make sure we could get it sold. I would like to see that royalty money put in so we can pay it out in March. You know, our royalties aren't very big, so every barrel of oil we can sell, not the other man's part, if you have to put it in escrow or whatever, that's fine. I just want our royalty. And I want the red tag taken off, and I want it sold.
Chairman Waller, when an individual is in non-compliance, we do seal those tanks, and you and Joe are both aware of that. We go in and we red seal those, but that does not prevent the sale of the oil.
That's correct.
Basically, what happens is the oil and everything is sold, the royalty is paid to the Osage Mineral Estate. The lessee does not receive a payment until such time that he brings his lease into compliance, and we inform the purchaser to release their money. So
okay.
It is being sold.
But it hasn't been. That's been over a month ago. You weren't here that day. I will give you that. But he was. And I'd like to make sure that is sold. I'd like to have the royalty money so we can put it in the revenue account so it can go out in payment. Thank you.
Can I ask who that was, since you said I wasn't here?
I don't know what day it was. It was on a... I really don't know. Maybe it was last Friday or last month's Friday. I don't know, but it's been a month ago.
Because I'll be happy to look into that and show the revenue.
It was December the 21st.
December the 21st?
Yes.
Councilman, yes.
The operator, David Coase.
Yeah.
Part of the green unit.
Part of the... Great linebacker in his day.
Oh,
yeah,
his brother.
Yeah, Southwest 14, 21-10.
But I want the money.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Also, there was another side thing to that deal that the lease is actually not in that gentleman's name. It was never assigned to him. And the gentleman who owns the lease, to sell it and then put it in escrow for him and stuff, was hard to... Nobody could locate. So even though all of what you say is true, and I don't know what the BIA would do about it, but the oil could be sold and it could be royalty paid on it, but the gentleman that actually owns the oil that could do a division order through you guys to get it off of there was unavailable at the time, and Richard was going to try to help find him. So that's...
Yeah.
That sounds correct.
So
there was all sorts of little twists on that particular deal.
Robin, the legal Southwest quarter 14, 21-10.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Councilor, do we have any other questions? Yes.
I'd like to know if Ms. Phillips has received an answer from the solicitor, Alan Woodcock, about a top lease. He was supposed to give us some kind of answer on that. Have you received anything from him about that?
On the top lease.
Yeah, we were talking about a top lease quite a while back.
No.
Okay.
I'll check on that.
And then I'd also like to know about the gross production tax. You were supposed to get back with us, and now the deadline's over. December 31st, is my understanding, was the deadline.
I did touch base with Alan Woodcock about that,
mm-hmm.
and he was going to review it. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's had it for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
Council. Yes.
Are you entertaining a motion to go into executive? Is that what you're trying to do?
We could have a motion for.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, we voted.
Yeah, we voted.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, are you?
I feel the same way. Yeah, okay, thank you, brother. I feel the same way.
Are you wanting a motion to go into executive session? Is that what I'm understanding?
I'll make a motion
to go into executive session.
Well, I want to say something first.
Please do.
I work 12 hours a week away from here. That's all. Just for the record.
I will second the motion.
I have a motion on floor going to executive session. Anything like that? Okay. Councilman Redhorn, Councilman Curran. I do like to ask the council for our vote. Item under new business A would like to come into executive and voice an item in front of our council. I'd like you to entertain that. And then also we have, I'd like to ask Tim to step in with us. Take care of his issue, and Councilwoman Irvin stepped out of the room, but I think her motion is taking care of the item D. So with that, call for the question.
Councilman Tishawala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin? Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Booth?
Yes.
Motion passes.
We're executive, we'll convene in 10 minutes, thank you.